Tonight is Christmas Eve, and everybody's excited about getting home, and I want to say to you, Merry Christmas to all of you. And I know that tonight and tomorrow morning is going to be exciting, and I'm glad that you're here just to be reminded about what this is all about. The title of that great Christmas carol, What Child Is This?, asks an important question. Who is this baby that was born? And it was really a question that those shepherds were asking too. When they were visited by the angels and they were told that this thing was taking place in Bethlehem, they were left stunned and amazed. There was only one thing that they could do, and that was go down into that little town and see what the angel had told them was going to happen. In Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, we read, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.' And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' And so they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." You know, the only thing they could do was go down to Bethlehem and see what the angel was telling them. What they saw would change the world. It's changed even our worlds. Now, there is no doubt that these shepherds played an important role in revealing God's plan to the world. They would leave that manger and they would be the first people to speak about this good news to those that they came into contact with. It seems interesting that God would choose to reveal such a wonderful plan to people like the shepherds. I mean, they were not rich. They were not the influential of their culture and community. They were simple, hard-working people, much like most of us. But by revealing His plan to them, possibly God was revealing something about His own Son that can answer that question from the song, "What Child Is This?" Jesus is a shepherd. In fact, Jesus was later described and described Himself as the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10 and verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep." Now, this is a summary statement of what this child in the manger came to be for all people. He is the one who came to lay His life down for all of humanity, just as a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep that are in his care. Now, those shepherds are not known for being in the upper crust of society. They are known for their dedication to their flocks. They are willing to die so that they can protect and provide for their flocks. In fact, I would say that there's no greater responsibility than holding the life of another in the control of one's own hands. So protecting the life of others was the responsibility and the calling of the shepherd. Now, Jesus speaks about having many sheep later within John chapter 10. And we go to verse 14. He said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd." What child is this? He is a shepherd king, just as his ancestor David was. And you know, the principal duty of that shepherd was to make sure that those under his care had enough food, had enough water, had enough provision. Do you remember David's, probably the most famous poem that David wrote, Psalm 23? And in it he begins with this truth that echoes the answer to the question of the carol, what child is this? In Psalm 23, 1 and 2, the Lord is my what? Shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Just as the shepherd was responsible for the food and the water provisions of his sheep, protecting that flock also was a priority that continually had to be provided for. You know, sheep are easy prey for wild animals. I would say probably because they're so dumb, you know. Sometimes like many of us, you know, we just walk out there and say, hit me or take me. But in 1 Samuel 17, we read, but David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it and struck it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it. David understood a thing or two about a shepherd protecting his sheep from the wolves and the lions that were out there. And so in Psalm 23, we look again in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now that rod and that staff were a shepherd's tools. David described the attributes of the Lord, who not only provides for his nourishment, but also protects him whenever he finds himself in a difficult and dangerous position. Now, these characteristics of the Good Shepherd help to answer the question that the shepherds had as they walked down to Bethlehem that night. What child is this? He is the one who will provide for us. He is the one who will protect all those who are under his care. This Good Shepherd would not only protect his sheep from the vicious people trying to destroy them, but he would also protect them from thieves who might try to snatch them away from their home and the life that was intended for them by the one who watched over them and owned them. I want to go back to John 10 in verse 1. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. And therefore, Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. You see, the Good Shepherd that we're here to worship tonight went to great lengths to take care of those who were under his care. He would make sure that they were kept together. They would go the extra mile, or he would go the extra mile, to make sure that none of those sheep were lost. And if by chance one was lost, he would not do anything else but go seek after that one. In Matthew 18, verse 10, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills
and go to look for the one that wandered off. And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. And in the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. What child is this? He is the one who left all the riches and glories and comforts of heaven to look for those who were lost. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to our own way. So the mission of the shepherd was to look for and rescue those sheep that were lost. This is what the good shepherd naturally does. And this is who this child in the manger would grow up to become. He is the one who came to seek and to save those who are lost and alone and exposed and have gone astray. Isaiah the prophet speaks of the Lord who would come in vivid imagery of a good shepherd in Isaiah 40:11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. When Jesus completed the rescue mission on the cross, outside of Jerusalem, 33 years after being born in this manger in Bethlehem, he restored and empowered and entrusted the shepherding responsibilities to those who would follow after him. You might remember this conversation he had with Peter. After Peter had denied that he even knew who Jesus was, and Peter would, you know, just beat himself up because of these denials, one day he saw Jesus again, and Jesus had a conversation with him. And this whole conversation revolved around the role and responsibility of a shepherd in John 21. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." And the third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." What child is this? He is the one who came to lay down his life for you. He is the one who came to provide you protection and to provide you everything you need to be blessed in life. He is the one blessed beyond measure with ones he calls his own and who have followed him. He is the one whose voice we know. He is the one who is the good shepherd. His name is Jesus. The baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger, just as the angel said he would be. Now, go and tell everyone what you have heard about him. Tell everyone what you have seen. Tell everyone what you have experienced concerning this child, just as the shepherds did that first Christmas in Bethlehem. What child is this? He is your shepherd king. Father, we come to you. We come to ask you to forgive us for taking Jesus for granted, maybe putting him on a back burner behind other things that we think about at Christmas time. We come before you thankful for Jesus, our good shepherd. We are grateful that he watches over us, that he provides for us, that he protects us, that he leads us in the right paths. And we pray, Father, that we would listen to his voice and tune out the other voices that would distract us and call us away from him. We pray that we might be shepherds ourselves for others so that they might follow in those footsteps and they might come to see the child in the manger as your own son. And my prayer is that we might tell others what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have experienced, so that they too can come and worship the King. And it is in the name of the King that we pray, the most holy and righteous one, the good shepherd of our souls, Jesus Christ. Amen.